Utah State University's Physics Department staff member James Coburn is a school favorite, drawing hundreds to his annual demonstration about physics. Neil Larson with the Swanner Eco Center says he'll be visiting Park City Thursday evening to talk about whether there is other intelligent life out there in space.
He is a staff member up at USU, and he designed their observatory, and he does demonstrations for people of all ages. And I first heard about him because he gives the physics demonstration on campus every year that attracts like 400 people. And so he's well known for kind of taking these heavy science concepts and making them fun and presentable and interesting. And so what he's going to be talking about at Swanner is intelligent life in the universe. You know, he's going to talk about the galaxy and the universe and the solar system and how big they are and what the conditions are like and what's out there. And then talk about, okay, so, you know, let's assume that a certain number of the UFO sightings that happen every year are real. What would those, you know, those people or those beings need as far as science and technology to get to the Earth?
Coburn will spend about 45 minutes on the lecture and then we'll take questions afterwards. Larson says one of the highlights of his talks is that he doesn't get too scientific for the general public. Following the lecture, the group will head outside for a star party.
He'll have two of his giant high-powered telescopes out there, and he'll do sort of lead us through a little bit of guided stargazing.
Possible observation targets for the evening: the moon,
mm-hmm.
and then tell me about these other.
So Albireo is another one that we'll look at, which is a really colorful double star, and I don't know what that double star means yet. The Pleiades, which we'll actually be looking at through a huge set of binoculars that he's bringing on a tripod, and then the Andromeda Galaxy, and he'll talk about what those things are and kind of what we're seeing and why when we're outside. And then we'll also have you know, we anticipate it being a cool night, so we'll have some warm drinks and snacks inside the center so people can kind of head out and in as they'd like if they need to warm up for a minute.
The evening starts Thursday at 6. The cost is free to members or $5 to the general public. Give them a call if you plan to attend, 649-1767, so they can make sure to have enough snacks and warm drinks available. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.